If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Bears fans were rocked on Friday when the Bears came out with a statement saying that Hammond would be the focus of where they would build a stadium. The governor of Indiana, Governor Mike Braun, is with us. Thank you, Governor, for joining us. How are you today?
Very good, and good to be on, Lisa.
Yeah, we appreciate you, because honestly, we've asked our governor to be on this show for 5 years and have not gotten a response, and we asked you on Friday, and here you are today, so thank you. You found out on Thursday, and they embargoed the announcement until Friday. Tell me about the last meeting you had with the McCaskies.
So it wouldn't have been, we've met with them from the time they first reached out to us, which would have been before Christmas. You know, I think the whole McCaskey crew and Kevin were down and told us the saga they've been through for 5.5 years at that point, which was basically no interest in discussing it. And I think when the legislature gaveled out the very end of May and nothing, that told the whole story. But, you know, I was concerned that, you know, I knew the clock was starting to actually come into play, because the lease doesn't expire until 2033. But if you're going to build a world-class stadium and get all the mixed-use investment around it, you don't want to have to rush through that. So they were getting to the point where they had to start. And to be honest, from day one, we were honest brokers. They were too. Of course, many thought it was just a bargaining ploy, but I think when the legislature gaveled out, we could see that it was going to be more than that. So the legislation passed in February to update the timeline, and there was a strong public statement that came out at the same time. And of course, that was orchestrated to make sure we were both pulling in the same direction. And then it was a lot of due diligence, and the legislature was in session, I think, for 5 months. And so when that didn't happen, they've got to move on to make sure that the next 6 years is going to be without that kind of drama. And Lisa, to be honest, I was heavily involved in real estate before I became a U.S. senator. Small business owner, grew a regional company into a national one that three of my four kids brought it. It was a real easy conversation. I knew the things they had to check off. And even if you're building a large warehouse, it takes 2 to 3 years of planning to get everything done. And that would be minor compared to what they're undertaking. So I think that the fact that they didn't get a response, they could see how easy it was moving at the speed of business, not government, from the day that we first had the conversation and culminated in last Thursday. Yes, I got the call. We had another event in the governor's residence, and they said, you got a phone call. I said, well, who is it? I was in the middle of something. They said, the Bears. So I jumped on the phone and spoke to Kevin, and he let me know that what you just said in the public announcement was noon on Friday. And I don't think, from everything I've explained, it's surprising why it ended up that way.
Right. Governor, this piece of property that I've heard you mention in a few other interviews mm-hmm. over the weekend, you said the Chicago skyline is very visible. Where is that piece of property, and how big is it?
So it's over 300 acres, and there's other property around it that if you needed more, I think could easily be put together. I mean, we got the city of Hammond, Mayor McDermott, it was on board from day one. So a lot of times you run into the local issues. I think maybe somewhat what's been going on with the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois, and you're across purposes. Here we were together, and it's just across the Illinois border. There's a brand new train spur that gets you almost there, by the way, that came in under budget and less time than they figured. So that'll be a nice piece of infrastructure that plays into it. And it's when you look at some of the schematics I've seen, and none of them have been fleshed out in detail, you'd be looking from Hammond and you can definitely see the skyline of Chicago. So
and Governor, I've spoke with other business people, you yourself a very accomplished businessman, and I understand that was your connection to the McCaskies, that you could talk business and not politics. But is your ultimate goal to turn Northwest Indiana into an extension of Chicagoland. Very appealing with lower taxes, new development opportunities. Mm-hmm.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
We've got the fastest growing economy in the Midwest. We have got a low cost of living, and we are more interested in growing the private sector, not government. Yes, so you've got a lot of folks that are already moving into Lake County, and Fort Wayne is the fastest growing city in the Midwest. It's about 300,000 people. Gary used to be our second largest city until steel swooshed out of the country, and you know they've been trying to find that way to get their economy back in gear. And Hammond, Whiting, East Chicago, all they're kind of together. That development starts. It's a renaissance for that area. And again, we got the fastest growing economy, the lowest unemployment rate, and just a great place to raise a family, grow a business, and start one.
So it does sound like you want to tap into many Chicagoans by starting with the stadium. Are you already talking to developers who want to build homes, apartments, restaurants, or mixed use projects near the proposed stadium site?
No, not really, because I have been very subdued through most of this, knowing that it had to take a process to where it's gotten to be. And we'll get the deal inked, and there'll be plenty of time to take all that under consideration. But we've already the only state, I think, in the northern half of the country that's got people moving into it in the top 10 list would be Indiana. And folks will eventually vote with their feet, whether it's a household or a business. And I think that says a lot. And a lot of what you're talking about is already happening naturally because of everything we've spoken about so far in the interview from around the country. We're leading on the energy scene when it comes to how we generate more electricity and maybe getting SMRs in as the base load of energy production. We're leading on a lot of education issues, K through 12s, you know, the biggest part of any state budget, and we're doing reforms there. Biggest cost factor in our country's economy is the high cost of health care, and we're reeling that in as well. So affordability, Lisa, is a big issue. You hear it all the time. It's rich to me that the other side of the aisle gave it to us in 25% inflation over 22, 3, and 4, but whoever can offset that, state and local economies, makes it inherently easier for their own citizens.
And Governor, when is the next time you have a conversation with the Bears? What's on your schedule? When do you talk next?
So we've been talking to them every 2 weeks since every week since we had that original meeting, and that's to make sure that we were staying connected with what they were needing to be done, and they were listening to us. So we're going to continue that right through, hopefully, when shovels get into the ground.
And how confident are you today, as the governor of Indiana, that the Bears will actually play in your state?
Never been ahead of my skis on this one, and I always called it 50-50. I think when the legislation passed, it moved it to 65-35. And I think we're in the red zone. So I think that we're at that point where it's mostly due diligence. And if something that would be unforeseen came out of the woodwork, you'd deal with it. But now we're down to, I think, passing the pivot point, crossing that threshold to where I know they've got a business partner that's not going to have the drama associated with the 5.5 years that led up to the phone call to us.
And Governor, what do you say to lifelong Bears fans who feel the franchise would be abandoning us and their Illinois roots?
Well, I think the whole area is kind of connected. It's the second largest part of our state economy in the region. And I think about how much more stadium you're going to get for the money spent just due to the lower costs of construction, and you want it to be in a vital growing economy, and that's got almost entirely upside where it's at. They're going to be a part of that, and logistically, it'll be easier probably for a bulk of the fans to come down to Hammond than fighting their way up to Arlington Heights. And but I respect the iconic nature, and whenever you're I think the Jets fans and the Giants fans probably had that same feeling when those franchises moved to New Jersey.
And you believe that this is an honest negotiation and they're not using you as a bargaining chip?
I mean, we've made it easy for them to get to here, and that'd be something you'd need to ask them. And I think they were pretty clear in their statement that they released on Friday. I take nothing for granted. We'll be businesslike in everything we do going forward. But I think we've kind of extrapolated from where this whole journey started 6 years ago, and especially all that's happened in the last 6 months. And I think anybody wanting to, you know, move a business or start a new one, I would ask the question, where do you think it would work out better over the next 50 or 60 years?
I know that's your plan. You've mentioned the 50-year plan many times over the weekend, and that area is going to look dramatically different if you land the Bears in Hammond. Thank you so much for joining us today, Governor.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Governor Mike Braun.